FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Geoengineering goes under the microscope in Australia, in one of their major states, and more of their scientists are pointing out there are secretive and now public geoengineering programs going on that governments claim are to protect us from this and that, but the whole thing is super creepy, so we're going to be looking at that. It's also come out that Diebold, and we'll go to that slide here in a moment, Diebold voting machines can be hacked by remote control. This has been proven for a decade, but now they're being hacked with $10 pieces of equipment. And again, that's about all of us more and more losing our rights, but not being able to admit that we're being defrauded. But then it gets worse. First they said it was a joke, but now it's been confirmed that it was not a joke. She seriously told the media, the North Carolina governor suggested suspending elections to spur economic solutions. She said, because people will be removed from office if they do things that aren't popular, suspend elections. That's what Governor Bev Perdue, a Democrat, said. And now they've already suspended the Congress, the General House, controlling spending bills. That's now done by a committee of 12 tyrants. So just an incredible, incredible time to be alive. Finally, I want to play a clip of our good friend Judge Andrew Napolitano. He had the district attorney on. The prosecutor in Orange County, California, you know, that's nearby where that homeless guy who did nothing got beaten to death by the cops, and the cops covered it up at first, but finally they've done the right thing, and they've charged one cop with premeditated murder, the other with manslaughter. And the district attorney pointed out, if cops in the wrong are beating you to death, you have a right to defend yourself with lethal force. That's common sense, that's common law, and that's what 1776 is all about.
What can an ordinary person do to resist unlawful violence when the violence is perpetrated by the police?
Well, you know, to begin with, we do have a United States constitutional right to be free from unlawful or unwarranted excessive force under color of law. So that part doesn't vary from state to state. And I think that citizens, or everybody, not just citizens, but we all have a right to self-defense.
Wow. I mean, I shouldn't say wow, but more and more people are just speaking the obvious, speaking the truth. We all got a right to defend ourselves. And it was on record, this homeless guy who's schizophrenic, his dad, by the way, was a retired cop, was just like, hey, man, and they just beat him to death. Reportedly, were like doing knee drops in his head for like 20 minutes. They're hiring a bunch of weenies who like to gang up five at a time on people. That's what it is. I mean, no respecting, self-respecting man wants to beat up people that didn't start a fight with you. I mean, it's almost shameful when a bully starts a fight and you break their jaw. Not that I've done that myself, but I've read about it. I mean, it is just so pathetic. And that's good. I hope they stick a needle in that cop's arm, and I hope they send him to hell. Because beating some guy to death who was begging for his mommy and his daddy, all on tape, doing nothing. I mean, there's nothing more cowardly than cops doing knee drops over and over. I'm killing a homeless person. I'm tough. What the hell is wrong with you? Well, you know what? You're going to get strapped down to a gurney because murder one is on your ass, premeditated murder, and you're going to see how it is, okay? Because we don't like weak people being targeted by the strong, by a bunch of wolves, and society is starting to wake up. Now, good cops, we support you. And if you defend yourself, that's great. We'll protect you under common law. But when you like to beat up and kill homeless people or shoot a black kid in handcuffs in the back and say that he was attacking you and that comes out, you don't deserve a year or two in jail like the San Francisco case. You deserve to go to prison. Or you deserve an eye for an eye, the killing you engaged in.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Joined by the best-selling author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman, as well as one of his latest books, Hoodwinked, John Perkins. John, great to have you back.
Good to be with you, Alex, again. Thank you.
I've been interviewing you, I don't know, 5-6 years since your first book came out, and you predicted much of what has now unfolded. We're seeing the very same private banking cartels telling the European Union now, transfer all of your existing rights and sovereignty to a new private financial order. And I see Bloomberg News admitting, yes, national sovereignty and democracy in Germany is the problem. We need bankers ruling everything, or we're going to have a global economic implosion. Is this by design, or does it even matter? Because at the end of the day, we are seeing a global banking dictatorship set up.
Well, I don't think there's any question, Alex, that it's by design. The people at the top, what I call the corporatocracy, the people who run our biggest corporations around the world, they know what they're doing. They know what's going on here. And they want it to happen this way. It's by design. They're taking control. You know, we've moved from a time a few hundred years ago when religious organizations pretty much ran the world to then governments running the world. And now we've moved to the next phase, which is the big corporations controlling the world financially and economically and politically. Nations don't mean much anymore. The corporations are really exercising their muscle right now.
They certainly are. But talk about some of the big power players from your perspective. And for viewers who may not know who you are, tell us a little bit about your experience that's unique to be able to, you know, make the assessment you've made today.
Well, my official title was chief economist at a major consulting firm in Boston, Massachusetts. This is back in the 70s. I was really an economic hitman. I arranged huge loans for countries that had resources that corporations coveted from places like the World Bank and the private banking industry. Money never actually went to those countries. It went instead to our own corporations to build big infrastructure projects in those countries like power plants and industrial parks that benefited a few wealthy people in those countries, as well as our own corporations, but didn't help the majority of the people. Too poor to buy electricity, couldn't get jobs in industrial parks because they don't hire many people. And yet they, the people of the country, were left holding a huge debt they couldn't repay. So we go back at some point and say, hey, since you can't pay your debts, sell your oil to our oil companies real cheap, or your mineral resources, whatever. Open your markets to us. Let us build a military base on your soil. Vote with us on the next critical United Nations vote. And in a few cases where these leaders didn't go along with what we wanted them to, what we call the jackals went in. These are people that assassinate or overthrow governments. And because I couldn't bring Jaime Roldós, president of Ecuador, around, or Omar Torrijos of Panama, they were both assassinated in this process. It's a pretty insidious method, but it's a new way of forming empire. And it's turned out to be extremely successful, and it's bringing us all apart.
Well, if one thing is clear, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the other big mega global banks are totally ruthless and really revel in oppression and destroying societies. And as you pointed out, they go in and build their own infrastructure that's taxpayer paid for. So the public pays for the services, but also pays for the investment. And then the country goes into impossible to pay off debts. I've seen numbers of Nigeria. They get a $1 billion loan over the last 30 years, pay over $50 billion and still owe tens of billions of dollars. And now this very structure is being used on the West breaking down what we're seeing happen in Europe and here in the U.S., what is the end game of these big mega banks and corporations that have grown up around them?
It's total control. It's a new form of empire. It's an empire that isn't created primarily through the military, although the military is right there always to back up these corporations if they get into trouble. But it's this form of empire that's being built around debt and fear. And in a way, it dates back to the old feudal empires where you had these castles around the countryside. And you had a few what we call the bourgeoisie, people that lived around the outsides of the castles. And they were kept there. They kept us having to give a huge percentage of their crops or whatever they did, blacksmiths, whatever their work they did, they had to donate it to the lord of the castle and his knights. Or they felt that they would be attacked by somebody from another castle. We're very much in that mentality today, except today the castle is the big corporations, and the lords are the CEOs of those corporations, and their knights are all the henchmen that work for them. Very, very similar situation. And yes, we're seeing it in the United States. We're seeing it in Europe. I'm on my way to Istanbul to speak at a major conference there of leaders from many Eastern European and Middle Eastern countries. They're experiencing it big time. And people are beginning to understand what's happening. That's why we're having these uprisings, what we call the Arab Spring, and many other parts of the world. We're seeing people begin to really get informed and demonstrate against this.
Zbigniew Brzezinski told the Council on Foreign Relations last year that for the first time in history, quote, all of humanity is awake and staring at the elite, not at their puppet front men, and that the elite had a big problem. How do you see the kleptocrats, the corporate fascists, whatever you want to call them, how do you see them trying to maintain and expand this control? Because I see their undoing being they're so good at wrecking societies and knocking out their competition and destroying economic diversity. They're such an incredible corporate Borg that in the final equation, they must be overthrown. I mean, it's almost built in that it's an overreach.
Yes, and, well, you know, what we're seeing now is a classic battle, really a war between those in control, the guys who run the castle, and those who used to sit outside the castle quietly serving those in the castle. And now, you know, kind of like the Robin Hood coming along, finally saying, this isn't fair, this isn't going to work anymore. And so at that point, the people in the castle, the corporatocracy, the people who are running our big corporations, really dig in harder and harder. And let's face it, today they own the U.S. Congress, and basically every other political leader in the world in any so-called democracy. Nobody gets elected to President of the United States or Congress without the financial support from these corporations. It used to be that our elected officials in the United States wrote the laws. Today, it's the corporations. It's their lobbyists. They pass them through the elected officials whom they own. And yet, we're really seeing it. And I think when Obama got elected, and there was a great hope amongst the people on the left, or the liberals, or progressives, whatever you want to call it, but they've come to see that this liberal Democrat, in many respects, is not very different from a conservative Republican. We're all really beginning to get it now. And as we get it, we're going to expect the status quo to dig in even more strongly. And that's exactly what's happening today. You're having the people rising up. In many places, Washington, D.C. now, Wall Street, in addition to the Middle East and the Far East and Latin America and Africa. And at the same time, the status quo, those in control of the corporatocracy, are going to dig in harder and harder and harder.
We're talking to John Perkins, best-selling author, New York Times, what, number one best-selling author, economic hitman. And, of course, he also put out Hoodwinked. I had read it coming up in a few months. It's coming out in paperback, invaluable reading. You know, I do radio interviews, as you do, and TV interviews all over the world, and so many times they bring up John Perkins. They say, wow, what you're talking about, have you heard of John Perkins? I'm like, of course I have. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you are an admitted, self-described former knight of these guys, a former henchman, or I guess you could say almost a financial and political cutthroat of Prince John, but now you've kind of joined Robin Hood and the Merry Men. From being on the inside and going to the Pentagon and, you know, having meetings and getting the walking orders and all of that, now being here today, knowing the mindset of the plutocrats, when you say they're going to dig in, how do you expect them to dig in as somebody who formerly served Darth Sidious?
Well, you hit the nail on the head there, Alex. Yes, I did do all those things. And incidentally, the system is so insidious that when I did it, I came out of business school. I thought I was doing the right thing because business schools, in essence, teach us. If we want to be good economists, if we want to be good managers, we need to be the knights that serve these Darth Vaders, as you put it. But that's what we're taught. And so for a long time, I bought into that because I'd been taught that was the right thing to do. But the deeper I got into the system, the more I could see how terrible and insidious it is and anti-democratic and anti-everything we in the United States believe that we believe in, that I thought that I believed in. So at this point in time, what they're doing is getting everybody into debt as much as they can, you know. Right now, Greece is the top one in the news, but before that it was Ireland and then Iceland and so on. And
there are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Tremendous control over them. So you start to demand that in order to be have a little bit of debt relief, they have to sell off their public utility companies or other public sector institutions to the private corporations. So it's an attempt to get more and more power into the hands of the private corporations. At the same time, they're very much bringing the middle class down because it looked to them like the middle class was beginning to get a little too smart, understanding what was going on. And so bring the middle class down some, not too far because you got to have them buying your goods and services, but scare them, put them deep into debt. When you're deep in debt, you don't rebel because you don't want to lose your house. You don't want to lose the food on your table to serve your family. So you basically become a eunuch. And they like that. That's what's going on today, Alex, around the world.
In closing, I've been asking the questions here. I'd like you to spend a few minutes on any topics or points that you think are really central to understanding the big picture here. And I'd also like you to look into your crystal ball if you can and describe where you see this going. We agree, giant awakening, new renaissance, enlightenment, whatever you want to call it, but the empire is going to strike back, to continue with the Star Wars analogy. So any other points that you think are important, and then again, elaborate on where you see things going.
Well, I think we have to all understand, each of us, that we have tremendous power, that these corporations only survive and thrive because we buy their goods and services. And we've sent this message to them that we want cheap T-shirts. And if that means being made by slaves in sweatshops in Indonesia, we'll just look the other way. We want cheap petroleum for our cars. If that means destroying rainforests, we'll just look the other way. We've got to now send a new message. We've got to tell these corporations that we expect them to serve the public interest, which is something they were mandated to do during the first 100 years that the United States was a country. That changed in the late 1800s when the Supreme Court had a turnaround. But we need to send this message out again, that these corporations are there to serve our interests, and we'll only buy from corporations that do that. And to recognize the power we have. We got rid of apartheid in South Africa when I was in college by boycotting corporations that supported it. We got them to open their doors wider to women and minorities and get rid of trans fats. We have tremendous power. The marketplace is democratic if we choose to make it such. I would like to suggest that probably the vote that we make each time we buy something or choose not to is more important than the vote we make every 2 years when we go to the polls. So we, the people, need to understand that we have to take responsibility here, and we can foment a revolution. We don't have to pick up guns. We just have to let these corporations know that we're only going to vote for the ones that are committed to making a better world for us, our children, and grandchildren, those that are committed to being good public servants, to serving us.
Well, a microcosm of that is you couldn't find organic food 10, 15 years ago on most store shelves. now it's displacing a lot of the garbage. Or you see examples of people not wanting bisphenol A lined plastic goods, and now it's being pulled out of many of the products. I mean, we see the examples of the fact that we do vote with our pocketbook. People should support alternative media, authors, TV shows, websites, and they should boycott the big corporate media when it engages in the type of propaganda it has. And I think what you're saying, John, in closing is look in the mirror. It's easy to make some judgment about a big corrupt Fortune 100 that we know is doing horrible things, but it's our empowerment, it's our buying its goods and going along with it that is literally basically buying war bonds to fund its operation. And so at the end of the day, we're being hypocrites when we sit here on a high horse criticizing these global corporatists because it really is us who've allowed this to happen.
Absolutely, Alex. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And we also, we really need to insist that these corporations create a new economy. Right now, the economy of the United States is totally dependent on the military. I'm shocked by how people talk about balancing the budget, but there's no way we can balance the budget until we cut back the military budget, which is huge. And most of that just goes to creating things that get destroyed and destroy other people and make enemies for us around the world.
Well, now
they need to turn that around. There's so many opportunities. I speak a lot at MBA programs, and I encourage these young people coming up into the business world to form their own companies. We all know alternative energy is important, but what about creating new technologies for helping starving people in Africa grow food more efficiently, store it, and distribute it? Like you said, coming in the organic foods business has been a huge change in 10 years. What about creating companies that will clean up the terrible pollution that is all over our planet and the earth and the air and the water? We really need to create a new economy that's not based on the military and also not based on just selling each other trinkets, which we're also very good at, or selling each other derivatives and pieces of paper that lawyers and bankers trade around and don't create any jobs or help anybody in any way. We really need to take a good look at that. And you and I and all of your listeners are the people that can make that happen. We just have to become conscious and take positive action.
And we've got to watch out for counterfeits because everything you've said makes total sense. We need to develop a new economy, not a war economy where we now see the military-industrial complex more and more taking over domestic operations, spying on the people. We have to realize this military-industrial complex does not serve our sovereignty or our liberty. It serves this global corporate system, and we pay for it. But then so many times in the IMF and World Bank, they'll use environmental excuses to put a new yoke of tyranny on the third world instead of really trying to empower them. And it's a nuanced issue. John Perkins, I really appreciate you spending time with us. Just 1 minute on where you see this clash of ideas going, though.
Well, I'm very hopeful that we're going to win. We, the people, we're going to turn this thing around. And I see evidence of that in what's going on in South America. Huge revolution down there, democratic market-based revolution. We're seeing it in the Middle East. We're seeing it in China. We're seeing it in Asia. We're seeing it in Europe. We're beginning to see it in the United States. I'm very hopeful. We don't know what ultimately will happen, but each one of us has to get involved and push harder for this. And that's how it will happen. So I don't know the outcome, but I'm very hopeful that we, the people, are rising to a new level of consciousness, and we will get there. And incidentally, Alex, I'd really encourage people to subscribe to my newsletter at johnperkins.org. Visit me on Facebook, Twitter, economic_hitman, and keep this conversation going because I really like to talk with your audience on a continuing basis.
John Perkins, God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. I'd love to join you again. Keep up the good work.
You too, my friend.
Energy. energy and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 60 years, the federal government in the United States, as well as many other governments across the planet, have carried out an elaborate hoax designed to convince the public that fluoride is added to most water supplies to improve oral hygiene. This report will examine the facts. Hundreds of chemicals are added to municipal water supplies, all under the name fluoride. Sodium fluoride and its variants are the chemical byproducts of aluminum fertilizer, cement, steel, and nuclear weapons manufacturing. Children who ingest fluoride will actually get a form of tooth decay called dental fluorosis, dark brown stains, and tooth decay. The American Dental Association recently put out a nationwide alert. In the memo, they warned parents not to make baby formula using fluoridated water. Fluoride is the active ingredient in many pesticides, like rat poison. Fluoride has been proven to cause brain damage, reduced IQ, impairs memory and learning. It has been conclusively shown to cause damage in the kidneys. It has been directly linked to bone disease, bone cancer, reduced thyroid activity, and it has also been proven that it's linked to other cancers. Unfortunately, this is only the beginning of the list of medical issues directly related to the ingestion of fluoride. After years of attempting to get the city of Austin to allow our crew in to show the deadly poison-filled fluoride tanks, we were finally allowed to. But the tour guide at the water treatment plant told us that it was their policy that we not shoot video. Well, it's our policy to show the people of Central Texas and the world who are being forcibly fluoridated to see the truth. It is our policy to resist tyranny. So here is the footage.
And that's what it is, so.
Your tanks are in that building.
So there's tank two and tank one.
Guide even jokingly pointed out the fact that the fluoride acid would eat holes in the concrete and paint.
See this corrosion here? This is not corroding just from the air. This is from acid vapors in here, okay? So they had to go in and it looks like replace this, okay? They had to take it out, it looks like.
Here you can see the pipes where they lovingly pump the carcinogenic, brain-eating chemical weapon into you and your children's water supply. This type of fluoride-based acid has the CDC's highest danger rating of number 4. Again, it is in the most dangerous class of chemicals, with an MSDS health rating of 4. Life-threatening, major or permanent damage may result from a single or repeated exposure. Organ failure, cancer, the list goes on and on, all purposely pumped into your water supply. If sodium fluoride and its other variants are so dangerous, then why are more than 70% of U.S. cities forcing it on their citizens as a form of forced medication? Eugenics is the long-standing plan of population control and domination being quietly carried out by those who are determined to bring about a one-world government and a new world order. Fluoride was used by the Nazis to poison the water in the concentration camps and slave labor camps. The Nazis knew that the brain-damaging effects of fluoride would enable them to control the populations with more ease. Today, fluoride is being forced upon Americans in more than 70% of the country. This is not law. It is a federal mandate. Because the population is becoming aware and medical doctors are speaking out, the feds are now lobbying states like Arkansas to pass laws commanding local governments to add high levels of sodium fluoride to their water supplies. As Americans are becoming more educated about the issue, many activists are standing up to water fluoridation and laying the groundwork for taking it out of their water supply. Dr. Paul Conant is the executive director of the Fluoride Action Network. Thanks to Dr. Conant's efforts, the Calgary City Council voted 10-3 to remove toxic substances from their public drinking water.
A few days ago, it was finalized that Calgary in Alberta, that's 1.1 million people, are now going to be fluoride free.
Now many other cities in the U.S. and across the world are following suit. And that's why the establishment is striking back. Tim Cameron of Mount Clemens City, Michigan, proposed to his city council to have all fluoride removed from the tap water and won with a 6-0 vote.
Agenda item 9C, request commission approval of a resolution rescinding the addition of fluoride at the city of Mount Clemens water restoration plant. I need a motion, please.
Motion to approve a resolution rescinding the addition of fluoride at the city of Mount Clemens water filtration plant.
Second. We'll call, please.
Campbell?
Yes.
Jacob?
Yes.
Gager?
Yes.
Hill?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Blesch?
Yes.
Motion passed unanimously.
That's what one man did by simply presenting the scientific facts to his council. State Representative Dr. Joe Hensley of Tennessee sent letters to every district in his state urging them to stop adding fluoride to the drinking water and has had very successful results. In future reports, we will document the fact that under the name fluoride, upwards of 300-plus chemicals are legally added to your water supply. Americans are forced to drink a literal toxic waste stew that is left over from different industries who would have to pay to store the toxic waste. Instead, our cities, in some cases, pay millions of dollars a year for the poison. The good news is people all over the world, not just the United States, are waking up. Right here in Austin, we're seeing more and more restaurants advertising that they have fluoride-free, healthy, clean, filtered water. Our reporter, Darren McGreen, traveled to one of these restaurants to talk to the owner. Darren McGreen.
Thanks, Alex. We're standing outside of Hop Dottie's, a local hamburger restaurant located in South Austin. Now, this is just one of the many restaurants in town choosing organic and locally produced ingredients over GMO and conventionally farmed foods. However, Hop Dottie's has taken this trend one step further. They're also removing the fluoride as well as other toxins from the drinking water that they serve their customers.
You'd be surprised that it's a small percentage that really appreciate it, but the ones that do understand what fluoride does to you, they are ecstatic. They love seeing that.
Sodium fluoride is a chemical byproduct of aluminum, phosphate, cement, steel, and nuclear weapons manufacturing. It reduces IQ, impairs memory and learning. It has shown to poison kidney function. It causes bone disease as well as reduced thyroid activity and is a proven cause of cancer.
Well, not only is it bad for humans, it's also bad for animals of all kinds as well.
I just don't understand why fluoride needs to be in the water to begin with.
I do not think it belongs in our water supply.
Said it's for promoting like tooth health, oral hygiene, stuff like that.
It's supposed to be good for your teeth. Anything in the water supply doesn't sound like something that I'd be for. So if I know something's being put into a water supply that doesn't necessarily have to be there, I'd rather it not be there.
Back in elementary school, they made you like gargle that stuff and wash your mouth out with it. But I just remember it made me sick every time I had it. So it's like, I don't know if it needs to be in my water.
I think it's just awful. I don't think anything should be added to the water supply that doesn't need to be added.
And it just sounds scary. Anything that's being put into a city's water supply without everybody's consent.
So would you like to see all the restaurants turn the corner like you are and remove the fluoride from the drinking water that they serve their customers?
Well, I like to see the city turn the corner and remove all the fluoride and not burden everyone with putting RO systems in their restaurants. I think that'd be the best way to do it. But I think that we can get the word out by doing that, and I would love to see more restaurants do that.
Well, you know, a lot of advocates are starting to educate people, and more people are becoming aware of the dangers of sodium fluoride. In fact, right down the street, Hop Dottie's, they've made a conscious decision to remove the sodium fluoride from the drinking water that they serve their customers. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I actually go over there quite a bit.
I appreciate it, yeah. If they can filter out anything, the more filtration of the water, the better.
I think it's great that they're standing by something they believe in.
I'd like it if a lot more businesses started to do that.
They actually spent the money to take it out of their own water supply. I think that's pretty cool. They don't need to spend money to take it out. It just needs to not be there to begin with.
I'd like it personally if Austin stopped putting the fluoride in the water altogether.
The majority of people we talk to on the street flat out don't approve of sodium fluoride being added to their water, which is why we applaud individual activists and activist groups like the Fluoride Action Network, who stand in the way of fluoridating public water supplies. And thanks to restaurants like Hop Dottie's playing a role in the health of their customers and their community. I'm Darren McBreen for InfoWars Nightly News.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression recession is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
I noticed that Facebook, after Infowars.com and Natural News and others in the last few days, wrote articles about Facebook admitting that, okay, they do track you everywhere you go, even after you log out of Facebook. They've now apologized and say they're going to stop. Just like the founder of Facebook called you dumb bleepers last year when it first started to come out. TomTom, 2 years ago, got caught selling your data and tracking you, the GPS company, and said they stop. They were in the news again yesterday, caught again, and they said, don't worry, we'll stop. This is a psychological warfare operation. When they look, there's a going for broke hoax happening. All over the country, they go on the news in the week before school and say, it's the law, go to this sports stadium and get your free shots. There is no law. 12 years ago, the federal government signed secret deals made public last year to take all the death benefits of all U.S. military personnel from World War II through to today. The government now admits that they're growing the opium in Afghanistan. It has now been confirmed in two federal courts. They've had district attorneys go public on the Texas-Mexico border. Sheriffs have gone public on this show years ago, but in the news this week, that indeed the U.S. government allows select drug cartels to bring in unlimited tonnage of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana, namely Sinaloa. And that Sinaloa is then given firearms. They don't allow guns to be sold out of shops to drug cartels and order the shops to do it. It just came out confirming what we already knew. In one shop alone, we're ordered to basically sell at rock bottom prices, paid for with taxpayer money, to the Sinaloa cartel 2,000 firearms out of one shop alone. That came out 2 days ago. We've covered it. But, I mean, think about what this means. This morning, last night, this morning, today, I thought about just dropping everything for about a week. Not doing the nightly news or having Aaron do it or others do it. Not doing the radio show. And just chronicling, digging through all of our massive research and assembling thousands of pieces of bedrock government corruption, where it's absolutely admitted that they nerve gassed and killed our own troops in Test, or shot up little kids with syphilis, or fed pesticide to CPS grabbed kids just a few years ago, or are growing the opium in Afghanistan, or the CIA caught shipping cocaine in hundreds and hundreds of times, and guns into Mexico, and DynCorp and Halliburton and the Pentagon and the UN caught running giant child kidnapping rings. I mean, I mentioned that yesterday, DynCorp child trafficking, and it was Chicago Tribune, BBC. You also see our articles there. But the point is, it just hits me every moment that it's so overwhelming. It's so ridiculous how over the top the corruption is and how naive we are. You know, I talk to repair people that come to my house. I talk to people on the street. And I get a lot of feedback. And I talk to people who've never heard of my show. And if you talk to somebody who is awake, they won't shut up, you know, telling you about things because they care. They're informed. Wow. They know what's happening in the world, and they want to stop it because they want to live in a better society, and they understand history. But when you talk to people that aren't aware, they don't know about secret spying. They don't know about biowarfare soft kill operations. They don't know what sodium fluoride's doing to them, admitted fact. Almost every EPA scientist themselves, multiple times for over a decade, has signed petitions and said, please take it out of the water, it increases cancer, and they give all the evidence for it. Just plug my earpiece here. I mean, more and more when I sit here and I go over all the news and all the information, even before I go on air, it's mainly that the general public is in a trance. And you talk to them. I mean, I remember 12 years ago or so documenting that OnStar was listening to you all the time with NSA computers, nonstop transcribing everything you say and do in your car. And I went on air, and I reported it, and I got attacked and called a kook, even though I had the documentation. And then this morning, I'm listening to local talk radio, the big talk station, and I hear the talk show host with the co-host reading out of the news that, okay, wow, OnStar actually listens to you with the microphone built into the cell phone on the dash, even when you turn it off, and they sell it all to government and insurance companies. And they're tracking everything you do and everywhere you go and putting it into databases. And the other host said, well, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's good. They want to take care of us. And he wasn't being sarcastic. The other host said, really? And he goes, yeah. Everybody should have to have these in their cars. Well, actually, the federal government's come out for more than a decade and said that that's their plan. See, here's the problem with doing this show. Just while I was sitting there talking, I remembered a month ago, Epoch Times reported on it, but it was also in other publications. In fact, try to pull this up, that Chinese government putting tracker systems in cars. And they call it a toll road system that you have to have in your car for many of the roads being toll roads. But the tech publications have analyzed it and found that it's actually a wireless tracker beacon and has a wireless audio sensor in it, and that they are listening to people in their cars. It's basically an OnStar chip, a little cell phone transmitter. And it's like, oh my gosh, the communist Chinese, aren't they incredibly draconian? So my point is, we are not in Kansas anymore. And I say that a lot. I mean, you don't need some loudmouth, obnoxious Texan up here to tell you all of this. But then it begs the question, why isn't more being done about this? Why aren't more of you angry and upset and involved? In the final equation, I don't like having a scientific dictatorship built over me by a bunch of control freaks who fall over one another to write books and publications calling for the reduction of the human population of 80% or more. They start at 80% and then have big debates, and we've written countless articles on it and showed you their documents and made the film Endgame, where, you know, they put out articles defending Dr. Pianca at UT that says 90% need to be killed, and sooner rather than later, with airborne Ebola. And I had his graduate students send me threatening emails, and I went and looked them up. These were doctors and chemists and biologists, a couple of them working in bioweapons facilities. And it was like, you know, he's a very great man, and by the way, he ought to be glad that he's so liberal. Most of us believe humans are a disease, and it will be a sheer pleasure to kill the final human. And then I'm the bad guy for being against this. They have troops growing opium on ABC News, BBC, and Fox telling us it's good. Every major vaccine manufacturer, when they study the vaccine, it's designed to do the opposite of what you're told. The Gardasil clearly, and Dr. Tenpenny agrees, is a autoimmune disorder weapon. These other vaccines, you look at them, they're filled, chop-filled with cancer viruses. So is the Gardasil. It's hidden in plain view. It turns out, oh, wow, this isn't really attenuated. This isn't just the protein of the RNA of the virus. It's a full RNA shell combined with the aluminum, so it's going to bind with your DNA. I mean, it's hidden in plain view. It's a bioweapon. And, of course, it's screwing women up and screwing young girls up, and there's all these thousands and thousands of horror stories. And right at 24% of all vaccine adverse reactions reported to the federal system are Gardasil. By the way, on average, 2% report adverse reactions. So if it's 18, well, now it's 20-plus thousand, I was corrected. If it's 22,000 and growing, and that's 2%, holy mackerel. And again, I haven't even gotten the news. You know, I'll just read you some headlines when we come back. It's just, at a certain point, what is the point? Like trying to convince people, hey, man, the government's out of control. It really is. Don't you want to be free? It's so creepy to have these killers over us. And it's so obvious what they're doing, it should be easy to bring them down.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.